This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Electric vehicles had a record year in the United States in 2023. EV sales made up 9% of all passenger vehicle sales for 2023, up from 7.3% the previous year. The total number of EVs sold was more than 1.3 million vehicles, marking the first time that sales topped a million in a calendar year. The increase has largely been attributed to the reduced cost of buying cleaner cars. An automotive research company found that the average sale price for EVs dropped 5% in 2023 to $50,000, which is 24% lower than the price peak in 2022. With electric vehicles' continued popularity has also come a continued emphasis on innovation as companies and researchers look to make them even more sustainable by reducing reliance on lithium-ion batteries. A Chilean company called T-Fight has landed on a particularly apt solution using used car tires. CEO Bernardita Diaz said that tires can be compressed to extract carbon black, which can then be used in EV batteries. This solves two problems. One is the final disposal of tires, and the second is the demand that is being generated for electromobility materials, she said. And when you obtain materials from other waste, you're generating what is known as the circular economy. The Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman, Montana will eventually be the home of 30 bones from an Edmontosaurus dinosaur fossil that had been lying dormant in eastern Montana until earlier last fall. The dinosaur fossils are now at the University of North Dakota to be cleaned, assembled, and studied while the school is expanding its paleontology program. Paleontologists say that Edmontosaurus moved around. There's strong evidence that the species migrated north and south from what is now the Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota region up toward Alaska. Paul Ullman, assistant professor of paleontology at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, led a team excavating the Edmontosaurus fossils from the Hell Creek Formation, a geological area spanning Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming, which is rich in dinosaur fossils. The nearly 4,400 pounds of Edmontosaurus bones were brought out from their original location at the bottom of a 100-foot hill. To free the fossils, the team created a sled of plastic material and 4x4s and then dragged it up the hill with 500 feet of cable and a pulley system. The Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman is a world-renowned center for dinosaur study and the home of Dr. Jack Horner, a groundbreaking paleontologist upon whom the Jurassic Park character of Dr. Alan Grant is based. The Museum of the Rockies is home to the largest collection of Tyrannosaurus rex and Triceratops fossils, many of which are prominently displayed in the Siebel Dinosaur Complex. Now, the University of North Dakota and Dr. Ullman are working on building a curriculum for new paleontology courses for the geology major at UND, and plans for collaborating with the North Dakota Geological Survey on its popular Public Digs program that draws hundreds of people from across North Dakota and beyond to assist state paleontologists in excavations every summer. An Amtrak passenger railroad route through North Dakota and Montana that was stopped more than 40 years ago could be making a comeback. The North Coast Hiawatha Line ran through the southern half of North Dakota and Montana along Interstates I-94 and I-90. Now, supporters of passenger rail are making a concerted effort to restore the Hiawatha route. Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority in Montana has been working to restore the North Coast Hiawatha-Chicago to Seattle route for the past 3 years. The effort has just received a big boost from the Federal Railroad Authority. A $500,000 grant to Montana's Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority will help to continue planning for the restoration of the line. Montana is leading the charge. While North Dakota has not committed resources to the restoration of the Hiawatha route, Republican North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says that state is generally supportive of the concept. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.